anybody know what sermon series we on? Nobody? What did we talk about last week? Shout it out, girl. What you afraid of? Nobody remembers? Dang, like, why are you acting like you don't know? Hey, let me. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Let me a piece of that. You'd be wearing that mask all day, but you'd be struggling. All right, listen. Y'all know. Hey, listen. I saw the most realist commercial, y'all. This is when, like, the COVID junk just first started. Hold on. Gum, bro. Listen, so check this out. I saw the realest commercial. Everybody say the realest commercial. You know, you got fake stuff and you got real stuff, right? You got stuff that tells the 100% truth and you got stuff that tells lies, right? You got them commercials that be like, this is the best medicine in the world. But they got like all these crazy like side effects. Be like, cause might cause death. Be afraid. You know what I'm saying? You know, those medicine commercials. But I saw this icebreaker commercial. Everybody say icebreakers. Listen, icebreakers, them jokes was wake your soul up. You hear me? They have the resurrection power to your breath. Do you hear me? So check this out. Like, your breath could be horrible. You put a piece of them, you put an icebreaker in there. Oh, boy, you alive from the dead, boy, I tell you. But check this out, guys. Check this out. I saw this commercial when the COVID stuff, when it first happened. And it was saying this. It was like, beware of the masked breath. I said, oh my gosh, bro, that joke is telling the 100% truth. Because check this out, y'all know, and y'all can flex if y'all want to. Y'all wear this mask all day long, you be struggling. Huh? Okay, bro, you lying. You probably just used to the phone. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just picking with you, bro. I love you, man. So check this out, guys. Everybody say the faith for me. It's the faith for me. Say it again. It's the faith for me. So we've been talking about, for the past couple of weeks, faith. Everybody say faith. Faith. Say it again. Faith. Say it three times. Faith. All right, so dope. We were talking about faith. So the thing about faith is that faith, everybody say faith. Faith. Well, hold on, let me slow down. See, last week we talked about childlike faith. Everybody say childlike faith. See, all Jesus wants us to do is simply trust him. Everybody say simple trust. The week beforehand, we just talked about what faith is, okay? And then the last week, we talked about that faith is simple trust. And what does God want us to trust in? Everybody say, God wants me to trust in his love. See, we learned that faith is having a confidence. Faith is having a confidence. It's a knowing. It is to believe. It's to put our trust into something. Everybody say, faith is confidence. Everybody say, faith is knowing. You ever have that thing that you know that you know that you know that you know? Like, bro, you can't faze me. Like, I know that I know that I know this, right? It's to believe. Everybody say, faith is to believe. And everybody say, faith is to put our trust into something. Hey, listen, if you got your phones, go ahead and put it away. Go ahead and put it away. Unless your Bible is on it, you don't need it, child. Bless God. Your Bible's on it? Okay, okay, honey. Well, text Jesus. I said, what's up? So check this out. Check this out, guys. So we learn that faith is what pleases God. Everybody say, faith pleases God. See, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, everybody say, without faith. Oh, okay. You should be on the screen. It's okay. Faith, everybody say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. How many of you want to please God? I want to make God happy, right? Like, I want to make God pleased, right? See, in order to please God, we have to have faith. Everybody say faith. Many times we believe that, you know, we say like, okay, oh, my obedience pleases God. Yes, it does. My love for him pleases him. You John Brown, right? But here's the thing. All those things stem from a place of faith. Everybody say faith. See, last week we learned that he wants us to trust in his love like a child. You know, children, it's easy. They believe anything you tell them. Like, if I told them the grass is blue coming up, like, if I had me a child, I'd say, hey, yo, that color, if I tell them the color green is actually blue, they're going to believe it's blue, right? Because they don't know anything else, right? It's a childlike faith. They'll believe anything you tell them, right? They're naturally filled with faith. But this week, everybody say, this week, God wants me to believe that he's with me. Everybody say, God is with me. Say it again. Say, God is with me. See, every second of every day, he is with you. No matter where you could go, God is right there with you. He's there in the good times when you're... Hold on. There it is. Okay, I left a note out in my words, God. Bless God. All right, you know, have anybody had one of those moments you laugh so hard you about to pee yourself? Listen, y'all be fronting, bro. Who said no? God, you know what, bro? You flex. You are just an old flex. That boy be flexing. Listen, you be having those moments where you laugh so hard, bro, you having a whole ab workout. Listen. Sometimes I be laughing so hard, I wake up, I be like, where are my abs? I be like, dag on. Sometimes I be feeling a couple bumps, but you know what I'm saying? They're not abs, they just rolls. But it's all good. It's all good. I be thinking they abs. Y'all, I'm going to speak life over myself. You hear me? So check this out. Those moments when I'm laughing so hard, I'm doing whole crunches, right? In those moments, God is with you, okay? But watch this. He's also with you when you're hurting. Everybody say, God is with me when I'm hurting and when I'm afraid. See, he is there when you're with your friends. He's also there when you're alone, when nobody's around. Listen, everybody say, God is with me. See, even when you were in your mother's womb, everybody said, when I was in my mama's belly, God was with you. God was with you when you were in your mama's belly. Let me tell you, you were never alone. Everybody say, I have never been alone. Say it again. I have never been alone. See, you have never in your life been alone. Even when you're at home by yourself, you're watching Netflix, you're chilling, you're doing whatever, God is right there. See, everybody say, God is with me. See, it says in the Bible that God is love. Everybody say, God is love. See, it's not something that he has. It's not something he has in his tool belt. Like you pull out a hammer and use it and put it back up. No. It's his very being that God is love. His very being is love, okay? And it's not something he has, he is love. See, God is true peace. See, when you want peace, you will only find it in him. You won't find it in your friends, telling them all about your problems. You won't find it in drugs. You won't find it in anything else in this world. You can only find it in Jesus. He is peace. His very being is peace, okay? God is true joy. Listen, many of you might be depressed or maybe sad because of things that's going on at home right now. But right now, in this very moment, God is here. And if he's here, joy's here. So everywhere that you go and he's with you, everywhere that you go, and if he's with you everywhere that you go, that means everywhere that you go, you have love, peace, enjoy. Right now, God is in the very air that you breathe. He's that close. Everybody say, God is close. He's in the air that you breathe right this very moment. It's like, Marcellus, I don't believe it, though. Like, I don't feel this joy. I don't feel this love. I don't feel this peace. Everybody say, it's by faith. Say it again. See, it's all by faith. See, in the Bible, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, for we live by believing and not by seeing. Everybody say, I live by believing and not by seeing. So here's the thing. When I live my life, I can't go off what I see or what I feel. I have to believe in what I know. Okay? So if I tell you, if you said, Marcellus, bro, you know you white. Hello. I'm like, bro, you crazy, right? Exactly, right? But here's the thing. Listen. It's because I know that I know that I know who I am. Okay? I know that I know that I know who I am. Okay? And here's the thing. Nobody in this world could ever tell me anything different. Why? Because I know the truth. Right? And see, here's the thing. You can believe so many things about yourself that's a whole lie. You know what I'm saying? It's as crazy as me saying, as you believing that you're, like, so me believing that I'm white, let's just say that for example, right? Me believing that I'm white is as crazy as believing that we're not loved. Do you hear what I'm saying? Us believing so crazy stuff about ourselves, it's the same thing as saying I'm not loved, or I'm not treasured, or I'm not special. See, we live by believing what God says, and it pleases God. See, when we live by seeing, this means that we trust in what we see and feel, even when it contradicts what God says. Many of in this room live in a way that contradicts what God says. What do you mean? I mean that when I believe that I'm not loved, that I'm a nobody, that I'm stupid, that I'm dumb, that completely contradicts what God says about you. And how would I ever know what God says about me unless I know what he says in his Bible? In his Bible, in his word, right? In my Bible, okay? Here's everybody say, God is with me. So right now, if you're here and God's here, that means in this very moment, you are surrounded by love itself. So I want everybody to close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes. I just want you to focus on God who's right with you. He's right here with you. You're surrounded completely by peace. You're surrounded completely by joy. You're surrounded completely by love, true love. God is in the air that we're breathing right this very moment. See, it's not the fact of us. Here's the thing. Faith comes before feeling. I want everybody to say that. Faith comes before feeling. See, your faith in where he is and how close he is will bring forth feeling him. It's about believing it. Simple trust that we talked about last week. Simple trust that he's in the air that you breathe. Everybody, I just want to keep your eyes closed real quick. All you have to do is give your attention to him. Give him your focus right now. Just focus on him. Focus on the love he has for you. That right now, even as you're focusing on him, he's smiling at you. He loves you. He delights in you. He loves you. Just focus on his love. That he says, man, I love you so much. I loved you with an everlasting love. See, the problem is not with us feeling, it's the problem with believing and knowing and receiving. Focus on his peace and his joy. See, right now, we're just going to put into practice what we did earlier. I just want everybody to just say, thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank him for who he is. Thank you for your joy. Right now, out of your mouth, thank you for your joy, God. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for your love for me. Thank you that you're proud of me. Thank you that you're not ashamed of me. Thank you that when you look at me, that you're so full of joy. Thank you that you love me no matter what I could do. Just thank him. Keep on thanking him. Keep on thanking him. I don't have to lead you. Just keep thanking him. Just keep thanking him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, it's not about your feeling. It's about believing no matter what. See, God doesn't have to be close to you. He wants to be. I want everybody to open your eyes. Listen, God doesn't have to be close to you, but he wants to. Get that for a second. Just get that in your head for a second. God does not have to be close to you, but he wants to. He likes you. Many of you don't even like yourselves. But God says, I like you and I love you. I love your personality. Everybody say, God wants to be with me. He wants to be so close to you. In the air that you breathe, he longs to be there. He delights in being that close to you. Not because you've done anything, not because you've earned him to come close, but because he says, I love you and I created you just for who you are. Your personality, the things about you that like you're just like, bruh. Like the things that you laugh at, that you like, bruh. Other people are like, bro, that's cheesy. God is like, bruh, I love you. Listen. See, when you wake up in the morning and you feel alone, God is there wanting to be with you. Just imagine that. That when you go to bed at night, God is sitting there with you. Think about that. That when you wake up, your breath stinking, right? When you wake up, God is literally right there with you. Listen. Hey, God's supernatural. You feel what I'm saying? He'll block out your breath. It's all good. But listen to me. Listen, let's be all serious. Be all serious. So, like, God wants to be so close to you no matter what, no matter how you feel, no matter what you're going through. He says, man, I want to be with you. Everybody say, God wants to be with me. See, with all your failures and mistakes, God says, I love you and I want to be right here with you. See, there's no other place God would rather be than with you. I'm going to say that one more time because I think it went over your head. There's no other place God would rather be than be with you. So the question is that our heart's desire. Is that our heart's desire? Say, God, I don't want anything else but just to be with you. And here's the thing. He's with you everywhere. Everybody say, God is with me. God is with you everywhere, okay? So here's the thing. Many of you in this room struggle with sin, and the answer to that is to give your attention to him. Because when you do, you realize there's nothing else better in the world to do than be with him. See, being with God is so much better than watching things that you know that's not right. See, being with God is so much better than hanging out with friends that you know that's not healthy for you. Being with God is so much better than doing things that you know that's not right, with lying and stealing. Being with him is the purpose of life. But it's all by faith, okay? Since he is always with you, hold on, let me go back. See, God is not afraid of your sin. He is not afraid of your shame. He's not afraid of your problems or your issues. He is the answer to them. I'm gonna say that again. God is not afraid of your sin. He's not afraid of your shame. He's not afraid of their problems or your issues. He's the answer to them. He's the answer to your sin. He's the answer to your shame. He's the answer to your problems and your issues. It's all found in him. It's all found in Jesus. And watch this. He's surrounding you every moment of every day. So when I feel stressed, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel not good enough, all I have to do is close my eyes and say, thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Thank you that you'd never leave me. Thank you that you'll never abandon me. Thank you that you're always with me and you love me. Thank you that I'm surrounded by peace. Thank you that I'm surrounded by joy. Every time you feel overwhelmed, thank you that I'm surrounded by peace. Thank you I'm surrounded by joy. Thank you for your love. Every moment of every day. That means when you get in your car, who's gonna be with you? God. Everybody gonna be in your car, Jesus. Listen. Jesus is with you everywhere you go. So when you get home today and your parents start fussing, focus. You get home today and your parents are fussing and fighting. And you're like, bro, like I'm so overwhelmed. Jesus, I thank you that you're with me. Thank you that we're surrounded by joy. Thank you that we're surrounded by peace. When you feel alone, you feel depressed, thank you, Jesus, I have your joy. Thank you, Jesus, that you're with me. Thank you, God, that I am so loved by you and you're here because you want to be here with me. Thank you. That's the key to breaking off depression. That's the key to breaking off like suicidal things. That's the key of saying when you start to get those thoughts, thank you, Jesus, that you're with me. Thank you, God, that you're right here. Thank you that you're with me, that you're so close to me. And you're like, but Marcellus, I don't feel it. See, the Bible says, we need to fight, everybody say fight, the fight of faith. So the only fight that God asks you to fight is the fight of faith. It's the fight of believing what he says over what you feel. Like we said earlier, that 2 Corinthians 5:7 says this, we live by believing and not by seeing. We live by believing, by faith, and not by what we feel. I may feel alone, nobody might be around, I may be getting fussed out left and right, but I know this, that God loves me. It's by believing. It's by knowing. Since he is always with you, this means that everywhere you go, he is there. And this means that everywhere you go, you can be with him. So on the way home today, you can be with God on the way home. In your car. By literally closing your eyes and giving him your focus. See, how do I be with him though? Like I said, being with him is giving him your focus. Everybody say, being with him is giving him my focus. That is how you be with God. That's it. We make it so different. We make it so difficult on how to be with God. Being with God is being with your friend. How y'all sitting here and you be chatting up, you be chilling, you be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be cooling. That's the same way God wants to be with you. Like, we look at God and we think that he's like this scary being. No, no, no. He's full of love, joy, and peace. He is everything that you could ever want. He's actually the very thing that we long for when we're going to look for it in the rest of the world. It's found in him. When you're trying to be satisfied in your soul, when your soul is tired and you try looking for options and windows, trying to get peace and joy and love in so many different options and areas, but the truth is, you're truly looking for God. You're just looking for it in the wrong places. It's in him. And here's the thing, what you're looking for has always been with you. God has always been with you, and he'll never leave you. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It's going to be really long, but I just want you to understand what I'm saying. This is what God is saying to every single last one of you in this room. I want everybody to close your eyes, and I just want you to hear my voice. And I want you to realize this is God speaking to you right this very moment. He says this, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. I'm going to say that one more time. I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down. I'm going to say that one more time. God will never let you down. Many of you have been let down time and time again. God says, you can trust in me. I'll never disappoint you. I'll never disappoint you. You can trust in God. He'll never, ever disappoint you. He will never relax his hold on you. Assuredly not. Verse 6. So we can take comfort and are encouraged and confident. Remember, faith is confidence. We can take comfort and encourage and be confident because this is what the Lord says. The Lord is my helper in the time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? You have never been alone. God has always been with you, and he's always been with you for one reason, to be with you. Just to be with you. Just to tell you how much he loves you. Just think about it, that God just wants to be with you just to tell you he loves you. Perfect time assist. You are on point. God just wants to be with you just to tell you he loves you and that he smiles when he looks at you. Why doesn't God leave you? Why doesn't he let you go? Why does he say, I will never ever give up on you? I want you to say this. God never leaves what he loves. God will never leave what he loves. God will never leave what he loves. He loves you so much. He says, I'm not leaving you. I care for you too much. I'm not letting go of you because I care too much. I'm not leaving you ever helpless because I love you so much. The Bible says in John 14, 16, it says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper or a comforter. This is the Holy Spirit. So that he may be with you forever. He will be with you forever. And I'm going to say this last one. It's going to be Psalms 137, 7 through 11. I just want you to close your eyes. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. Where could I go from your presence? Or where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to a realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Every day you wake up, God's waiting on you to be with you. Every day you wake up, God is waiting on you to be with you. Every moment of every day, God is waiting on you to give him your attention. Verse 10 says this, wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. Verse 11, it's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. Right now, God is bringing light into your night. I don't know what your night season or what's going on at home, but God is light. And if you'll give him your attention, he'll shine on you. So right now, I just want to take a couple minutes and I just want you to be with the Lord. I just want you to be with the Lord. Nothing else matters. It's by faith. Everybody say, it's the faith for me. God wants us to be with him and trust in who he is. This is what we were born for, to be with the one who loves us. So just take a moment. We're just going to be with the Lord. Just tell him, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that when they leave today, God, you're with them. You're with them, Lord. You're with them, Lord. They've never been alone. He's always with you, and they can trust you, God. They can trust you, Lord. They can trust you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, right now, that you're not ashamed of them, that you smile when you look at them. Thank you for who you are, God, for your love that fills our hearts and casts out all fear. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing else matters but him. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just continue to thank him. Just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Love surrounds you right now. Joy surrounds you right now. Peace surrounds you right now. God is not a mean God. He's a crazy God. He's in love with you. He's crazy in love with you. And this wild love surrounds you all the days of your life. And he'll never leave you. He'll never abandon you. So when you leave this room, God is with you. And he says, man, I will never let go of you. I will never let you down. And I'm always going to be here with you. Just give me your attention and I'll show you. When you're at home and you're like, man, I'm so bored. I have nothing else to do. Just close your eyes and say, Jesus, thank you for your presence because you're right here. When there's nothing else to do and you're like, bro, like when you're in a car ride with your parents, just close your eyes and say, thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Everybody say, Jesus, I thank you that you're with me. Jesus, you'll never let me go. You're always with me because you want to be with me. So today, I ask, Jesus, be my friend. Be my best friend. That's it right there. Jesus, be my best friend. I've been feeling alone. Be my friend. Thank you for loving me and being with me. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.